Welcome to the ENC Wedding Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Bertling. I really appreciate you being here to listen as we discuss tips to help you plan your wedding. I'm sure you will find our topics beneficial to you and your planning process. In our podcast, we'll have wedding professionals, brides, grooms, and others participating in discussions that will assist you in your planning. And it is my hope to help you reduce your stress level as well. All right. Well, welcome to the ENC Wedding Talk Podcast. This is Jennifer Bertling. I'm so glad you're here. And we're going to talk about destination weddings today, why this could be an option for you, what some of the things that you might need to think about as well, or that you need to be concerned about. So joining me as co-host is Kathleen Harrison of PS Productions and Mark Rohrig. And then we also have a special expert guest today. We have Robin Fisher. And Robin works over at the River Dunes Harbor Club in Oriental, North Carolina. Hey, hey, everybody.
Hey. Thanks for having me. Yes.
So, Robin, let's go back a little ways and talk about your history in the wedding industry. How'd you get started in it?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time. And I started actually in the florist industry and just fell in love with weddings and the excitement moved from that into cake baking and opened up a cakery and bought a florist in Wilmington, the latest venture, and have been in it all that time. I took a break and was a scrub nurse in surgery, which offers tons of organizational skills and anticipating skills. And so all during that time, I still did weddings and just couldn't get away from it. And
draws you in.
When I retired and had the florist and the bakery, and it was just fabulous. And I watched the industry really develop and grow at that time into something that is just amazing now, the options and things that brides have that they didn't have back then. You got married in your local church. You had cake and mince, and you went on your honeymoon.
Yes.
Now it's so wonderful what it's developed into for brides, just so many choices and everything. So it's fascinating just to watch over the decades to see what's happened.
We just gave each other that look right there.
Yeah, we know the dates.
So, Robin, go into a little more detail about how you end up over at River Dunes. And because that's totally different from the cakes and the flowers.
It certainly is. Well, I, in my past, florist and the cakes, it's such a joint effort. When you get on site for a wedding, where I was in Wilmington, the vendors are all, we're there to put on a wedding. And I may wind up carrying a couple chairs in. I may put the chargers out.
Yes.
Whatever we have to do, we're all there to do it. And I got so much more experience in seeing how that teamwork comes together for a bride and how we all work together. So that was when I realized, when I sold the florist and closed the bakery, took a little time off and bought a sailboat, which brought me to Oriental. And I stumbled upon River Dunes and immediately fell in love. It's like a little Hallmark village. And they were wanting to have a program. They didn't do a lot of weddings. It's a sailing community, but they needed someone to start a program. And so we talked and decided, and I fell in love with the place. So I still have my boat, still live on the sailboat most of the time. And get to enjoy that beautiful place.
We have some beautiful waterways here in Eastern North Carolina. People don't realize how many rivers and how they just end up into the ocean. And it's a huge boating community.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Anything on the water in this area is just fabulous. But yeah, it's a beautiful place to be. And we've been able to incorporate so many different elements because of my background with the florist and the bakery and everything. Mm-hmm. So we really incorporated a lot of services and things. It's what brides need to think about when they are looking at a destination.
So you probably get, what do you think your percentage of destination brides or couples are?
Oh, 70.
Yeah, good amount. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why not? And one of the things that I think benefits you at that location is when couples are coming from out of the area, obviously everybody that comes with them needs a place to stay. Mm-hmm. So you have quite a bit of, can you talk a little bit about what your accommodations are?
I think that's the first thing brides need to think about is what size wedding are they looking at, mm-hmm. really and truly. And that can go anywhere from, 35 to 40 people, just their close family. Their close family may be 120 people. So I think to look at how large the wedding is going to be, what your budget is, and then look at how many people there'll be. Many different destination locations don't have enough room for all of your guests.
That's true.
And we can, just on our property alone, we can do over 100.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big difference. And everyone's on the property. They're not scattered around town in hotels and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And those amenities are there for everyone. So I think looking at your guest list, knowing the numbers that you need, makes that decision a lot easier when you can give that information right up front.
Right. Mm-hmm. Destination weddings are generally going to be smaller mm-hmm. anyway. So when you talk about 100, I was impressed with that.
I was too. Yeah. I was surprised when she said that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about the average, I think, that we do. 100 to 125 is comfortable on property.
Mm-hmm.
We've had larger, and then they have to go outside, usually at Oriental, and then we make arrangements for transportation. But yeah, it's really fabulous to have everyone in one location. I think that's a really important decision to make.
Right.
That's a great benefit, too, and you can spend quality time with your guests. Because you're all together for the weekend or maybe the week, everybody's taking a vacation together.
I think that's what's changed in the industry altogether is used to be you went to the wedding, you ate cake, you saw the bride for 10 minutes and it was wonderful and you went home.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that much money involved that, can be in a wedding, to not have the hours to enjoy it. It goes by in such a flash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can have your family there, many times they make a little mini vacation or a reunion right. out of that event. But to have everyone there and be able to ride a bike or kayak or paddleboard, sit by the pool and relax and see your friends and family just makes it so much more enjoyable.
So it sounds instead of just coming for the ceremony and maybe a little treats or sweet treat, it's really more of an experience or a vacation of sorts.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what most destinations turn into is that time spent with family. So I think it's a fabulous option.
Well, and I don't even think I spoke with Jennifer about this ahead of time, but, we've got three kids and both daughters did, the typical wedding, but my son, it was the destination wedding and off to St. Thomas we went, and you're describing exactly how it became a vacation for everybody. So it wasn't just that one day event. I mean, it was an extensive length of time and everybody got to be able to be a part and talk to each other. And it was very strange, especially with being in the wedding industry so long. It was so relaxed. It was crazy relaxed. Yeah, not to mention the potential of constant alcohol that also accompanied.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, because you didn't have to worry about driving anywhere or being coherent in any way.
Well, that is a benefit at River Dunes because you can ride a bike or walk almost everywhere. And they go back and forth between the homes. But I did have someone tell me one time that their same thing, children had gotten married, and they spent a small fortune flying, buying clothes to spend one day, watch them for a couple of hours, and fly back.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this one, when they came to us, they flew in. They stayed for five days and left. And they said it was just a whole different experience.
Right.
And they wished that they had done that with the other children. So I'm glad this is all developing at this time mm-hmm. because now it makes me feel better. When I do a wedding, I feel like I'm giving them so much more than just a day.
Well, we talked to the couple yesterday at the fusion party, and you asked the bride specifically, like, what are you prioritizing and planning and whatever? And she said, I want to enjoy my day. Mm-hmm. And I think the appeal of a destination, it gives you, number one, you can enjoy your day because you're not having to run around. You're already there. But then also, like you guys said, just having that little bit of time with your family, and it's not all crazy day.
Yes.
Or a crazy weekend, and then it's over.
Right. And I think the stress level has to be, because we talk about that all the time in this podcast. I'm sure maybe leading up to it, and we can talk a little bit about that, but the day itself, I'm sure, is a lot more relaxed because you're easing into it and you know that you have some relaxing time afterwards.
Yeah. I am curious, how do you work with a bride, you know, especially if they're coming in from out of state? Because I know you work with brides who aren't here for the whole planning process, but, you know, most of your brides are local. So how's that process go?
Well, it makes a big difference for us to have you on property at least once or twice if possible. I have done weddings that they've never been on property until the week of the wedding. But I do invite them out. They stay in a cottage. They have dinner in the club. They experience River Dunes from morning to night. Mm-hmm. They can see the lighting and the shadows and the colors and the flowers and food and everything. The community is so welcoming, and it is a smaller community. And so the residents enjoy seeing the brides come in, and many times they'll be on their golf carts out by the chapel when the bride leaves. And we get to know them. But I think being able to communicate a lot of emails, a lot of calls and things that we put together. But in the beginning, it's that long first meeting when they decide River Dunes is for them, that we make the choice of the venue locations, because we have multiple venue locations on property. And then we put things together. We have custom collections and those services, which are very important for destination brides. What do you have to coordinate out of town? Florists, cakes, dresses, hair, makeup, all of those things. Who's going to marry you? And you can do all of those things with us. Really, you can just bring your dress and get married. And everything is taken care of. And some brides like to do all those details and coordinate them. And we've had hairdressers come from Annapolis. We've had florists come from Asheville.
Wow.
They've put things together and arranged for everything, and that's perfectly fine too. But nowadays, everyone's so busy. A lot of the brides are older. I'm seeing that demographic change. And a lot of them just send me a Pinterest page and say, here's my budget, make it happen.
Yeah.
And those we have so much fun with.
Yes.
So.
Well, and I think that helps with the stress level and the simplicity of it. Just that this is where I want to lean, and, you know, you do the work. I'm just going to come enjoy it.
Yeah. It does make a big difference for everyone. And then everyone can feel that relaxation and that calmness. And we always try, and no matter how relaxed you are, the day does just go by in a blink. We always try to give them time and plan things. You can skeet shoot, you can sail or fish, and a lot of other activities. So everyone's had plenty of drinks and enjoyed good food.
Why were you looking at me there?
Yeah, Mark brought that up first. So, but we do have that thought that brides are coming from so far away, and there's the logistics of it all can be overwhelming. So make sure when you pick a destination what they're capable of providing for you and what you want to do on your own.
And some destinations are in your backyard, too. So
they really are. We have some fabulous ones right here near the water.
We do. And what would you think is a big challenge for brides and grooms that are planning their destination wedding?
I think the distance and just what we spoke about, the vendors and understanding the timelines. And sometimes for destinations, you've got to get way ahead of it. You can't be engaged and decide to get married in 3 months, and you've got all of this to figure out from so far away, unless you have someone like we can put all that together pretty quickly because we have those resources. But allowing yourself enough time when you decide, hey, I may not want to do this in my hometown, and you have people all over, make up that guest list, see what it really looks like, and then look at what you want that wedding to look like, from a florist standpoint, from food. There's so many decisions. And then your budget. Be realistic about your budget. Mm-hmm. A lot of brides would have fabulous flowers and it looks like a Kardashian, but their budget, you know, they're feeding you hot dogs.
Yeah. Right.
But then we have filet and lobster and they've got a little bit of greens on the table. So mm-hmm. there's such a huge balance of your budget, what your destination can handle. We're very remote. So it's very important to look at vendors and things, and that can be a challenge for a lot of brides.
And just piggyback on what you just said, finding those priorities, because you said hot dogs and beautiful flowers versus the opposite. So that's one thing that couples should think about when they're planning, is jot those things out down that are most important to you.
Yeah, it really is. And look around. There are so many things. If you have a vision of a huge ballroom with 20 tables of right. luxurious flowers, then you'll know when you come to River Dunes that's we're not your location.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for something more eclectic, more laid back and elegant, everything at River Dunes is so very well appointed, but you'll be able to know the vision you have and visit those vendors and those locations and venues and have an understanding of really what you want. You really need to look around and decide.
So some destinations will have all-inclusive packages and some won't. So you may have to do some of these things on your own, but that would be a question that they would need to ask.
Absolutely. Find out what they will take care of. Do your research. Look back at photos mm-hmm. and reviews and things like that. I've got quite a few brides that always say, well, tell her to call me. I'll tell her how wonderful it was. So do your homework on a venue and the destination. Look at the weather. There's a lot of research needs to go in before you go to St. Thomas or somewhere at the wrong time of the year.
That's true.
and everyone's freezing or miserable or
right.
the rainiest or season ever.
The rainiest or the hottest.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, look so. For those the great discount. Wow, this must be the perfect time to go. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why are they what sending us then?
What you didn't realize. Yeah. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about Eastern North Carolina that we have here is the mild weather
mm-hmm.
and just the opportunity to enjoy a long season.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to throw my 2 cents in here, my professional advice is to all of our couples listening is if you are not familiar with the area, find that expert, whether it's the venue coordinator
right.
or find a planner, because if it's not an all-inclusive, then you're going to have to find all the vendors. And you really need somebody that knows the area and knows the vendors that are there. They can guide you in the right direction. Find that right professional for you.
Absolutely. And we have the custom collection that has everything included as much as you'd like. But it is important, I think, to find what your comfort level is. And if you want to choose those things, but you're just unsure, I always recommend a planner. We are a coordinator and we put all that together on site. But if you need really help with everything,
mm-hmm.
Invitations and dress colors and themes and all of those things, and then just that person to guide you through and hold your hand, it's really important for the whole experience to have someone who can just take it off your plate. You still have a lot of control,
right.
but it's not all in the bride's lap.
Mm-hmm. And especially in the case, you're talking about some people that actually never even visit ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure do.
That's where planner becomes pretty crucial.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They really need someone that they can call and get all of those details down, the timeline, when do you need to do this, when do you... And for us, we have it all together, and you can come out, and it's very changeable.
Right.
Flowers and food and locations and things. But yeah. there's a lot more goes into it.
Yeah, well, it's always we've had podcasts on this, the logistics of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And understanding then how those timelines are going to work. And it's still, my mind is still spinning about the idea that someone would not visit the place first. That would be very disconcerting, I would think. But that you, it sounds like you've got the system in which it can happen, because you've got, and I love the term you keep using, the custom collections. You've got that there available for these couples so that they can feel very relaxed and feel as though they're in control of the situation with not even actually seeing the place mm-hmm. in person.
Yeah. And it's a lot of trust. You know, they have to trust us, no matter who the planner is, that we know what we're doing. And I think our age and our experience and our dedication to this industry, yeah. you know, makes a big difference for that.
We were chatting a little bit before we got started with recording today about legality. And that's something that people need to be mindful of, especially if they're going like out of the country or just a different state even. But how do you deal with those kind of issues, or how do you like, you know, push people in the right direction?
Well, understanding where you're coming from and where your destination is that you're getting married. I think Jennifer pointed out some of the counties are independent of the state in that you have to get your license in the county you're getting married in.
Right.
And so all of those logistics, we certainly would direct them to the right professionals to help get that in line in plenty of time.
That's right.
Yeah. yeah.
And also out of the country as well, you know, that you want to make sure that your wedding is legal, and you may have to go to a magistrate or your local courthouse and get married and then have just somebody perform it somewhere.
Yeah,
that could be an option.
You just said Kardashian, and I know Courtney, when she got married, they got married at the courthouse in California, and then they flew to Italy and they did their huge wedding, but that's what they did to stay mm-hmm. legal.
So. Right. So it's just something you need to think about. Put that on your checklist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any other advice or tidbits of information that you think is important for our listeners to know if they're planning a destination wedding?
I think one of the things is to just relax. Just try to put it all together. This is a dream come true. It's those moments that you really want to enjoy. Don't be overstressed. Shop around a little. Find out the look that you want and how you want that weekend to go. And just be relaxed and shop and put it all together and enjoy the process. So many times leading up to the wedding is the most tumultuous days you will spend
right.
in you know, for years and years is putting this together. And there's such letdown sometimes after it's all over. And then mothers are always saying, what am I going to do with my time?
Yes.
Because
or brides.
They've dedicated so many hours and things. I think picking a good professional, being relaxed and enjoying the process. And then I think when you go into the day, you're just as relaxed and enjoying that as before. And with us, we always want you to have that morning, that relaxed morning. We cater to you with breakfast things and mimosas and nice music and just enjoying that. And then when you get into the ceremony and the day, I always like to whisk them away for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes in a room, a few of the apps that the guests are enjoying at the cocktail hour, and have a little signature drink, because most of the time brides and grooms never get to see all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them to have a little bit of time, we have a beautiful library. She can go in there with her new husband and have a little bit of the appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, and a nice drink, and just take a breath.
Right.
Right.
And enjoy that moment.
Yes.
Fix your makeup.
Yeah.
You know, bustle your dress and then head out. So think about just enjoying it. I think that's the biggest thing. It'll all come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, as wedding professionals, that's what we love to do, is to see it all come together. So
that's true. Nothing makes me happier than seeing those big smiles on their faces as they come down the aisle. Yeah. I love those.
Yeah. And those are the best hugs.
They are.
Because when all the stress is gone and all the nerves, and they come down the aisle, and those are the best hugs when they're so, they just are so, it's almost like relief, you know, that feeling?
Yeah, it is.
They're glad it's over, but they didn't want it to be over, but they're, so there's a lot of mixed emotions, but it's such a special time, and I just love being a part of that.
Well, Robin, thank you for being here today, and Kathleen and Mark also. And we appreciate all of you listening, and we're excited about a lot of great podcasts that we've been recording just in this last week. So we hope to have those out soon. And thanks so much for listening once again. I'd also like to thank PS Productions for hosting this ENC Wedding Talk podcast. PS Productions has proudly served our Eastern North Carolina community with quality photography, video, audio productions, lighting, and sound rentals for over 16 years. If you would like to ask questions or have a topic you'd like us to discuss, please email us at encweddingtalkshow@gmail.com. I'm Jennifer Bertling, and I thank you for your time and being with us. Until next time, take care.